Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Cardinals came to town, I-70 series. I was there Saturday night. Beautiful night. Obviously, I know they ended up losing, but beautiful night. The 2015 celebration was awesome. Had a great time. I did not have 9 hot dogs, by the way, if you were wondering.
How many did you have?
I ended up settling. We were in the complete seats or whatever with family and stuff. I ended up going 3 dogs, 4 nachos, and like 3 soft drinks because that's what was included in the thing. I was done with the dogs after 3. I was like, I don't need another dog. But the nachos, man, I could have just kept going on the nachos.
No limit to those, huh?
Yeah, I could have kept going. I made good headway while not being miserable by the end of the game. But I'm sick of the Cardinals coming to town, and they're now 20-plus games above 500 at Kauffman Stadium. And that's a historical thing. That's not even the last couple of years. That is a long-term thing. But I don't know about you, and I think I speak for a lot of Royals fans. That drives me crazy. And the Royals are pretty good at New Busch Stadium, too, and they'll get a chance to go out there. The Royals have won there as well. I don't know why that's the case, but each team seems to play well in the opposing team's ballpark. But in a rivalry like this, you never like to see it because you're going to hear the Cardinals fans at Kauffman, of course, when Jordan Walker hit it, that home run off Noah Cameron on Saturday night, and it's a pretty... You could hear it on the broadcast, too, I'm sure. I know, obviously, around the stadium, you could hear it. So that part's just more of an annoyance. But offensively, that continues to be the story. And for you in particular, now it sounds like you're getting a little more nervous about a veteran that's batting fourth in this lineup.
This is the problem I have, is that I don't have any good solutions for their offense. Yeah, I get tired of the Cardinal stuff, too. It's enough. But, like, I don't have enough solutions for their woes. I know we're going to talk Jonathan India later and all this other stuff, but it's like, Salvi's concern meter has got to be what? 7 out of 10 at this point? He's a 35-year-old catcher, Gold. He's a 35-year-old catcher who has a history of going through prolonged slumps. Normally, he comes out of them, but there's been no sign. It's May 19th. We get to June 1st, and there's not been even a stretch of 2 weeks where Salvi's on fire. I don't know how long we can do this, but our problem is you move him down, then what? What's the solution? You're moving Michael Massey up. Hunter Renfro, no, there's guys below that you're like, that doesn't solve the problem. But like, I don't see the easy solutions for them to come out of their offensive problems with the players that they currently have on the roster. And so it was a tough weekend because it feels like every game the Royals have to win 2-1. The way they won yesterday, Gold, feels like their only path to win right now. Did you get 7 shutout innings from your starter? Did you get 7 2/3 and 1 run? Like, they lost a game over the weekend in which Noah Cameron didn't give up a run. I don't think he gave up a run. And so, like, you don't want to get back into these eras. Like, I remember the Zach Greinke Cy Young Award when he'd go 8 innings, give up one run, and they'd lose 1-0. That's what it feels like right now. And I think the biggest thing with Salvi, and the biggest thing I have concern over all, is there's no power on a team that I know possesses some power. Salvador Perez once hit 48 home runs in a year. He hit 27 last year. India, who, again, we'll talk about later, has hit home runs. Not like, I'm not saying he hits 40 of them.
No, but he has one right now.
Where's the power out of this team? You're never going to produce any runs if you can't put the ball over the fence occasionally.
It's a broader issue. One, Salvador Perez is not performing, but when we've discussed this offense and we have said, hey, the way guys are not hitting makes Bobby Wood Jr.'s job tougher at the plate. Well, someone that likes the chase a little bit, to say the least, and Salvador Perez, it's way tougher for him to avoid doing that, and how people are going to pitch him when the guy behind him, you know, or in front of him in some cases, but the guy behind him is not hitting well either. And so it makes it easier for how teams are approaching pitching to Salvi. And I do feel like at some point when your offense is struggling and you know you're getting great pitching, I don't know how, just as a human, you're not pressing at the plate. I know we always say, oh, you can't press, but I think it's easier said than done. You're telling me that Vinny or Salvi have not been pressing at times at the plate during this offensive slide, which really has just been a year-long thing at this point. So, yeah, I mean, Salvador Perez has had plenty of cold streaks throughout his career, but we also know he's a year older. As far as sending him down in the order, I don't know how you can do that right now when you don't have anybody after him that really has pushed the issue, other than Michael Garcia at times, where you could say move him up even more. But that, you know, you're not probably
he's not in the four spot.
The only question with him would be putting him in the top. Yeah, and we'll get into that at 11 o'clock today. If that is a potential move,
that doesn't solve Salvi's problem, because then it's still just Michael Massey or Michael hitting behind him.
Let's just be real. This is the way the roster is constructed. Unless they go outside the organization, or eventually down the road they have somebody they can call up,
like Jack Caglione.
You know, but again, people cannot expect him to get called up and hit 3-for-4 every single night.
Hit
fifth in the order. I think if he gets called up later, he's hitting seventh or something like that. But anyway, as far as Salvi and Vinny and these guys, this is who they have. Like, it's either going to be a long season of Salvi not having a great year, in fact, a career low potentially at times, or he's going to get hot at some point, and we'll be saying, yeah, remember when Salvador Perez wasn't hitting in April and May? That was funny. Now look at him. He's the hottest hitter in baseball or whatever, right? That's your hope. That's what's happened in the past. We're going to find out if Father Time caught up to him or not. I think there's a lot of factors, though, that have led to Salvi struggling. It's not just his own issues in plate discipline, but you're not protected at all because you have these other guys as well. It's a culmination of everybody.
Forget the radio perspective of it. Every game feels like I'm living Groundhog Day, right? Every game is either 3-2 loss where they left 7 players on base, never really got anything going offensively, and it's over, or a 2-1 win in which the starting pitcher dealt. But as we're going to talk about here in about 10 minutes, the injuries to the pitching staff are going to make that whole plan a little bit more of a challenge. And, you know, that whole part of it is what's really going to show this way. I will say, they do continue. This is the one thing that I'll say about this team is, and this is the same way last year, we now have, so like, what have they played? 40 games-ish or whatever this year? A little more than that. 45 games this year. So we got like 200 baseball games between last year's team and this year's team, in which a decent chunk of the roster is about the same. This team is, this group of players is really good at stopping the bleeding. For whatever it's worth, maybe it doesn't mean they run away with it, all this other stuff. They will find a way to stop the bleeding even when things are a little bleak. And I give them a ton of credit for that. Yesterday is easily a game that could have gone away from them. Everyone gets nervous because Estevez gives up one double, and all of a sudden they're like, I don't know. Like, I couldn't believe yesterday. He gave up a hit in a game that he eventually closed and did not allow a run. They pretend like closers aren't allowed to put base runners on.
Carlos Estevez has been one of the best closers in all of baseball this year. What does he have, 13 saves? I think he has 7 or 8 consecutive outings now since he had the one blown save. Carlos Estevez has been great for this team. Anybody acting like he has not, that's just crazy. I'm sorry.
I think it's like one of those revisionist history things. The 2015 celebration this weekend, the 1985-2015 celebration this weekend. Do you guys not remember watching Wade Davis? We used to say he'd put runners on base just so he could feel alive. Wade Davis put runners on. Wade Davis didn't never allow a hit. he often worked with guys on. Didn't matter, Goldie. He didn't give up the run. That's what I care about. I care about giving up the run. He gave up one double yesterday, and that's that. It's still in the end. Maybe they're saving grace as we get into the rest of this. It's like, you know, they still do have a bullpen that can get outs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Bye.